Search for clues and watch for tales, because this week's discovery travels the world in search of legendary treasure. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Author Janet Ivanovich may be best known for her quirky Stephanie Plum crime thrillers, but there's more to this best-selling author than just a bounty-hunting Jersey girl. And in The Bounty, the seventh Fox and O'Hare adventure, co-written with Steve Hamilton, she once again tones down the wackiness to take readers on a globe-traveling adventure. The story goes on a secret mission with FBI agent Kate O'Hare and con man-turned-associate Nick Fox, when a break-in at the Vatican leads them to information about the location of billions of dollars in long-hidden gold that was stolen by the Nazis. Kate and Nick team up with their fathers, Quentin Fox, and former Special Forces operative Jack O'Hare to follow the clues. But in order to recover the gold, they'll have to battle a shadowy organization known as the Brotherhood, which seems to know their every move, even before they do. Now, this high-stakes scavenger hunt leads the quartet from one famous monument to another. At each stop, they end up battling the Brotherhood's goons and the local authorities before racing off in search of the next clue. That means that they never have a lot of time to settle into any location, to give readers a real feel for the settings. But their constant movement means that the pace never really slows. The Fox and O'Hare series doesn't have the same over-the-top comedy of the Stephanie Plum mysteries, but that's not to say that it's a super serious series. The focus is less on laughs, and in this installment, on the characters' complicated romance, too, and more on action, as the characters follow one clue after another in their quest to find this fabled treasure. The result isn't an especially memorable novel. Though the characters are likable, their personalities don't get as much of a chance to shine through this time around. And in the end, that makes it an entertaining but somewhat generic crime thriller. But is it worth racing around the globe in search of treasure? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. With its mix of action, history, and hidden riches, The Bounty feels a lot like a national treasure adventure. It doesn't have the same strong personality as some of Ivanovich's other novels, but it's still a fun and fast-paced read. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Bounty by Janet Ivanovich and Steve Hamilton is 196 treasure-hunting pages long and is available from Atria Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.